everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. I'll be your host. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour doing psychic readings nonstop. Get your pencil out, and I'll give you your toll-free number for the U.S. Anywhere else, you can call direct. I'll give you that number.
Yeah, hello. This
Hi.
Is Carolyn from Pennsylvania, and
Good.
I called to get a reading.
Good. I must have been yelling in your ear. You were there all the time while I was talking, right?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Welcome.
I was holding on.
Good. Welcome to my show. Are you a regular listener?
I've listened a couple of times, and I figured I'd call in.
Give it a shot, huh?
Of course.
I'm glad you got through. Welcome to the show. Tell your
Thank
friends
you.
About us. I'm here two nights a week. Sundays and Wednesdays, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Let
well,
me
try to catch the shows more often.
What's that?
I said I'll have to try to catch the shows more often.
Good. Okay, I just want to get the number out there, then I'll jump into your reading, okay, Caroline?
Okay.
Okay, it's a toll-free in the U.S. It's for the listening audience. Some of them may be new, and I just want to make sure they got the number. It's 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else you can dial direct. 530-876-3222. Okay. And I'm with a caller now, Caroline from Pennsylvania, and I'm gonna jump into your reading, Caroline. I don't know if you ever heard me read before, but I just
No, I haven't.
No kidding. Oh, it's a treat for me, too. Good. I like that. What I do is I come in prepared, and I connect to you, and I give you whatever I'm hearing or feeling. I interpret it as best I can to fit somewhere in your life between now and the next 30 days, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, right off the bat, when I first started talking to you tonight, Caroline, I was given a lot of spiritual and not only spiritual, but religious and structured, organized religion, like, almost like there may be a presence of the church or an involvement in the church or...
No, I was raised Catholic.
That's what I was feeling, Catholic, but is there a little more involvement in it?
No. I... practice earth religions.
Okay. I feel like there's some guidance coming maybe from this area or
mm-hmm.
maybe needed between now and, say, middle of August.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's some guidance needed, it may be a good place to start or go. And I don't know. I feel like within the structure of the congregation, possibly there's going to be... some people that may be serve as a guidance too, or advisors in some capacity. So be open to that. If you do go to any functions between now and the middle of August.
Okay.
Okay, and now I'm... another thing I'm feeling is like there may be some conflicting... a situation going on where there's two different interests or desires or wants, or and there may be some back and forth, like two people's lifestyle, the two people's wants or needs conflicting with each other, schedules or lifestyles, or
I'm going through the death of my aunt, and my sister and I were left her estate, and we're going through the house, and
okay.
have to split it, and my husband wants to retire immediately, and I'm trying to talk him out of it, because he's too young to retire.
Okay, Was she involved in the church?
Yes, very much so.
Very much so. That's where I'm getting. Now, she's the one that passed?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's very much around you. I don't know if you ever
I know. She kept kicking me off the couch.
It's overwhelming. Overwhelming connection with you. And that's where this church stuff was coming from. She's trying, she's guiding you is what she's telling me. I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Okay. Because
when I was down at the house trying to find, like, her legal papers, she kept kicking me off the couch to go look in different places.
Well, she's...
And every time she would do that, I would find more legal documents, so...
Okay.
I would say that was definitely...
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And she's also saying to me that she's going to continue to guide you, and probably within the next 30 days to more something. Something's coming your way from her. She's going to be, she'll lead you to something or reveal something or give you an answer.
Well, we're hoping the probate will be done by then.
Okay. She's going to be very much involved in this, and she's on top of it. I'm also getting with an illness, I'm feeling there's an improvement or a recovery, if there's some type of problem going on with an illness or an injury, or... There should be an improvement.
My knee, and we don't know if I jammed it up or if I actually popped the knee, so I have to go for tests.
Okay. Oh, I was just going to say there's probably going to be some testing done connected to this, but I feel like it'll be not as bad as I suspected. I feel like it's going to get better.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. It's just being given to me if there is an
ice
issue.
And...
Yeah. I feel like it's going to get better. Any type of injury or illness between now and the middle of August... I'm hearing good news for the injury. That's all I'm hearing with it. So.
Oh, that's good.
And also, I feel like there's going to be... there's a need to... how do you say it? Relax. I feel like it might have been stressful for a while. And,
jumping on a plane and running back and forth to another state to deal with...
Yep.
Right. An estate is not fun.
No, and then going through the loss and everything else that's involved.
Well, I haven't had time to mourn because I've been so busy trying to find all. We didn't know she had any money. Trying to find her money and her safety deposit boxes and all her legal papers. It's just been very stressful.
Very, very. And I'm hearing that there's a need to start worrying about yourself, take care of yourself, if that's possible.
Well, I've been going to the... I go on the trip, I come back, I go to the doctors, try to fit them all in. I've got another new appointment on Monday, one Wednesday, then I leave again... And be gone 2 weeks and then start the whole shebang again.
Yes. Very, it's taking its toll, and there is a real need to start focusing on you now that you're in the tail end of it. Prepare to relax. Actually, starting today, you should give yourself a hug. Look in the mirror and tell yourself you love yourself.
Well, being the fact that I'm sitting here hugging myself.
You got to. You need it. You've been through a lot, and start focusing on yourself.
And I do plan to spend a couple of days at the beach because my daughter's going to meet me at the estate.
Good.
So
I'm hearing it all coming to an end. It's all going to come to an end, and it's taken its toll. It was sad. It was heavy, but you're going to get through it.
I know it will.
And
I have faith.
Okay, and then for some reason they're pulling me back to the knee, almost like maybe some treatment may be needed, so you may have to I don't know why they pulled me back there.
Well, I went to the chiropractor, and he said he won't touch it.
Hmm.
He
and
said
he wants it tested or looked at, right?
He says it needs to have an MRI,
yeah.
And they're not legally allowed to order them, so I have to go to the MD.
Yeah.
And if the results come back as bad as he thinks it's going to, I'll probably need to go to an orthopedist.
Right. Yeah, I feel it may be in some treatment with
jump
it.
Jump through the hoops, follow
but
the
but it's gonna be okay.
The road.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. Other than that, everything looks good. I can give you some numbers. There's some numbers around you. I have a 5 and a 4 and a 3. 5, 4, 3. How's
okay.
that for numbers? And thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you very much.
I hope it helped you, and tell your friends about us.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good night. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Good night. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a reading, the number is toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. Anywhere else, you can dial direct, 530-876-3222. And I'm here two nights a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. I'm here doing this psychic readings nonstop. If I have another caller, I'll take it now, Doug.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your first name?
I'm Sharon.
Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Sharon?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Sharon. Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio? Good.
Could you tell me anything about employment? About finding employment anytime soon?
Okay. You know, I do questions. Actually, I'm very good at questions. I'm thinking about switching over to the question format, but I get stereotyped into the general reading thing because everybody enjoys it, and I usually touch on everything that needed to be touched on. And right now I'm going to have a hard time with you. I'm sure I'm getting that right off the bat for some reason. Boy. I am leaning towards employment activity, but it may be, I'm talking middle of August. I don't know. I hope you're not into within 30 days.
You see a bank? I applied at a bank part-time.
A bank?
You see them hiring me, or do I have to look elsewhere?
I would say it was them.
Proof machine operator? That's what I applied for.
An operator in a bank?
Proof machine.
What's
check
that?
Check and colder.
What's that?
Check and colder, you know. Put the check in the machine.
Okay, I'm not sure, but anyway, it's in a bank, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm feeling this type of atmosphere, and I feel like, what do you got? You got an interview coming up, or you just have
well,
you interacted?
They called me, but they told me I had to apply online and take a test. So I don't know if I passed it or...
Okay, and you went ahead and did that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's why I'm getting the uncertainty, too. Let me see. Hang on for a sec. You know, I almost want to say... I almost want to say yes. I'm leaning that far in that direction. And I'm feeling that... I do feel in that type of a setting, like in a bank setting. Now, I feel like you may be contacted, could be as within 2 weeks, maybe. I mean, it could be tomorrow. My readings are always, my general readings are like 30 days between now and the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say 2 weeks.
You think I'll get that type of work, or?
Yeah. I feel like it would be in a bank setting, that type of thing, office type setting, business type setting. Is it a... Okay. Hang on for a second.
Just part-time.
Part-time?
What, yeah, just for a proof machine operator.
Yeah. I'm also getting something with a... Do you have to move or something like this, or relocate, or is there something going on with the home? I feel like there'll be some activity there also. I feel good about it. It's some kind of a good deal, an expansion or a change or so.
Home improvement?
What's that?
You mean like home improvement?
A home improvement, or it could even be moving or buying or selling, mm-hmm. or expanding it somehow. But I don't know if it makes sense to you, but between now and the middle of August, there may be something going on within the home, or needing to anyway. I feel like it's a good thing, so.
Any romance?
Actually, yeah. I am getting a male presence. Very strong around August, beginning of August, middle of August.
Know what he looks like?
Dark hair, business-like, probably works in a business setting. Maybe even connected to the bank even, the work world. Might even be coming out of that. I feel like he's coming out of the employment realm of your life, so keep your be alert when you start getting into it.
I will find a job, though, or...
What's that?
I will find a... get a job soon, or...
I believe so, yeah. I'm feeling by the middle of August you're working now. Where it happens between then and now,
mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure on. I'm putting you right in the middle somewhere within 2 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
And in the meantime, stay on top of your money. Be cautious. Have you just met somebody?
No.
Okay. You may, and it's going to be kind of lukewarm at first, I believe. It's interesting.
Is anybody connected with a church? Like somebody worked around a church?
Man
attracted to, close to church or the church behind my house. See anybody like him or?
What did you say?
Church. There was a man that I'm, you know, I see that goes to this church that's behind my house.
Oh, okay.
My yard. I just wonder, you know.
Okay.
Is it available or?
Is
he single or? Got grayish white hair.
So there is somebody then.
Yeah, cuts the grass of the church.
Yeah. And at first you said no, and I knew, and they were showing
me. Well, I haven't met him, but I just see him from a distance.
Yeah, and that's why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. Like, it's kind of, it's vague in a way. It's a gray area. I'm hearing a gray area. And it's because there wasn't a connection yet.
Is he married? Cuts the grass for the church. Older man.
Yeah. I wouldn't rule him out. I wouldn't rule him out, but I believe that this might be the one that's lukewarm, I think. There may be somebody else, or he's just too busy or not interested, but there may be an interaction with him. But I'm not ruling him out yet. And I also want to be alert in my employment and work world, my business world, as far as a male friend goes, or a friendship or a relationship. Be alert when you go back into the work world. Be alert for a dark-haired man that seems to come from the business world type thing. Office, business, banking, this type of energy tone. Office setting type situation with him. Now,
anything else going to happen? good going to happen? Kind of like a, my life by a standstill.
Well, that's, I was just going to say, it seems like you're in a somewhat of a little bit of a rut, and it's been like that for maybe for a little while, and I feel like it's, you got like another 2 weeks of that, and then it's going to start changing. I was just going to, just before you said that, I was going to say, within 2 weeks, your life is going to seem to pick up and get very active in many different ways.
We should hurry up. I'm not getting any younger. So.
Yeah. That's good. You got an interesting voice. It's, it was a different type of feeling for me tonight reading you. Hang on for a second. I just want to... No, other than just staying on top of your money for a while, something with travel. I don't. Are you planning on going somewhere between now and the middle of August?
Not you may that I know be, of.
You may be going somewhere, even if it's a day trip or an overnighter. Or, and if you do have some plans, so if you do wind up wanting to go somewhere or actually going somewhere, double check everything that you plan to do that day. Make sure all the plans are understandable and carried out, like reservations or you know, make sure you got everything you need. There's some arts around you too.
Some what?
Arts, arts. You write or draw or music? Or,
art?
Yeah, arts. An involvement with the arts. You have any activity with the arts or an interest or talent? Or?
When I was younger, I did.
Mm.
School.
Intuition, too. Intuition is going to be heightened between now and the middle of August. Rely on, you can rely heavily on your gut feeling, your intuition. For the next 30 days, it's going to serve you well and guide you nicely. You'll do fine with that. And, I keep going. Got a lot of stuff around you. Well, there's stuff that's going to be unfolding, too. Things are going to change for you. It's going to be noticeable within 2 weeks.
For the better?
Yeah, for the better. I keep feeling like the, did you lose somebody recently or some type of a split or a breakup? Or I feel like I had a loss or a sadness or something with you. Does that make sense at all? Have you just gone through some type of...
No, not recently.
What's that?
Not recently.
No? Then is there one affecting you still? Or? I feel like... I don't know. I just feel like I got something weighing heavily on my heart and mind. Okay, overall message here is to look, stay focused on the future. Always keep in your mind's eye the future, building for your future.
Okay.
And there may be a tendency to keep looking back or regretting a few things, and don't let that, don't take that with you into the future. Let it go.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
Yeah, I just feel like it's constantly looking back and regretting, and they want you to stay away from that. It's kind of like wearing you down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of deep, too. It's emotional and mental.
Mm-hmm.
Regrets. Borderline painful. Or deep. Keep being pulled back. Try to let that go. That's your major obstacle right now. Try to let it go as you move into the... stay focused. Keep your mind's eye on the future. That's the method that would help you move
that's
forward.
What I've been trying to do, but nothing seems to be going my way.
Well, you then picture it in your mind's eye and focus on that, and eventually it'll come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll also give your mind and your emotions and your spirit something to attach to and to manifest with. just focus on the future, because you keep getting pulled to the past and it's getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me give you some numbers for you and I'll let you go. It's I got 18, 2, and 5.
That's for the lottery?
Yeah, put a buck on it and write it on the calendar and do some numerology with it. There's been all different types of things with the numbers, so just have fun with them.
Okay.
Okay, and you have a good night. Tell your friends about us. Thank you for calling my show and listening to BBS Radio.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, good night.
Good night. Okay, folks, if you're interested in what I'm doing and would like to talk to me in private, you can email me. Start with an email, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And if you're just joining us now, my name is Michael Goger. This is my show, Your Inner Thoughts, and I'd like to...
Hello?
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Good. What's your first name?
Tabitha.
Tabitha?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like that. Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Another Ohio. Good. Looks like it's the Ohio night. I think you might be the second one tonight. Okay. Tabitha, welcome to the show. Are you a regular listener?
Yes, I am.
Are you? Good. Okay, Tabitha, interesting. I feel like a man is making me want to stay home or recuperate or maybe aggravating me, or I got my mind on a man for some reason, but I'll go to him more later and go with, I feel like the need to, for some reason, I just want to take a break, or where I was dealing with an illness or somebody else's illness, and it kind of took its toll on me, and I need to kind of protect myself or slow down a little bit. Have you been ill, Tabitha, or somebody close to you been ill? Or?
I have depression.
Mm. Okay. I was feeling that. Have you been going through a flare-up?
Yes.
Recently? It's going to get better. But I need to tell you, I feel like I want to stay home for 2 more weeks. I don't know why I'm saying this. I just want to stay home if I can. Take it easy for about 2 more weeks and baby myself and do something special for myself. Does that make sense to you? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. That alone will be 50% of your improvement. If you can just chill out for a while and have some privacy and live quietly for like 2 more weeks. I feel like I need to think and to pray and to meditate and take a bubble bath and just relax, listen to music, baby myself, live quietly. I feel like it'll do you a tremendous amount of good. Has there been some issues with a male or a friendship or a relationship? Or?
Yes.
Okay, and that's partly connected to the flare-up?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was feeling that. It must have shocked you when the first thing I said to you was, I feel like a man is making me want to stay home.
Yeah, it did.
And that's what I'm feeling. And I feel like it may be an ongoing thing or been there and done that. And it may continue for a while longer. So you're going to have to prepare yourself for that, Tabitha. Protect yourself from it. Don't let it wear you down. Don't let it drive you nuts. Because I feel like it's him. I feel like it's his energy. It's his calmer. I feel like... How do I feel with this guy? Was it a friendship or a love relationship, significant other? Or?
No, it's a love relationship.
Yeah, love relationship. He is, for some reason I want to say he's immature, not as mature as you. Not immature, but not as mature as you. And I feel like you're so much more deeper, and that may get in the way sometimes. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Okay, and he still has a little bit of, I don't want to say wildness in him, but a streak of energy. I feel very hyper with him, too. He's got a lot of energy sometimes. And, something with work, too. I don't know if it's him or you. Are you looking for work or a job or something?
No, I have to go back to work because he's not been working.
Okay, so I was given a work issue and a money issue, and I feel like I'm getting some good news about work and business. I hope that helps you. I'm feeling good about it. If I'm looking, I'm finding, and if I want an increase, it's a good time for it to happen, this type of a thing, so... I do feel good as far as work and money goes. The next 30 days should be active anyway, maybe offers or interviews. I feel like a lot of the stuff with him, too, is out of maybe jealousy or friendships type thing with him. Some of the stuff that goes on between you and him, too, is some of his past or friends, maybe. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I'm just giving it to you.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm hearing rumors, too, now. Some of it might be a rumor. I don't know why I'm saying this, either. I'm just saying it. Rumors. I'm hearing rumors of jealousy, so... and it's not really trustworthy. I don't know if that helps. I'm getting something needing to be signed to a contract or an agreement. Or you're probably going to find yourself dealing with this type of situation between now and the middle of August. Signing something. I feel like I can sign it, and I feel like it's a good thing. I feel like it's probably connected to work, business, or money, or an agreement, an employment agreement possibly, or I don't know what field you're in, but I feel like I got to sign something too.
Could it have anything to do with the court system?
Oh, yeah. An agreement or a settlement or a judgment. There's something needing to be signed and agreed to.
Okay.
Okay. And for some reason, I feel, is there a custody thing going on?
Yes, there is.
Okay, because I'm feeling a heartache over a child now. I just wanted to let you know that I feel like there is something like that going on and that you're going to be dealing with it now. Is there something coming up by the middle of August?
No, we're just waiting for our ruling.
Okay. Is it possible for it to come by the middle of August? Because I feel there's going to be something coming through in that department. I don't know if it's that soon or too late.
No, that could be possible.
It could be, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel... going to be right on a... I feel like it's on the border with this. I don't know why I want to say this. And it's changeable, too. It's not written in stone. No matter what happens with the decision, I want to know that it's not written in stone, and then it can be changed or made better. Always keep that in mind. And I feel that I can't go either way. Do you know how it's going to go? Who has the child now, you or him?
He has the children now.
He has the children, and you want them, or you want split or joint? Or?
We're trying to get shared parenting, maybe in residential.
What are you hoping for?
For shared parenting, maybe in residential.
Okay. I'm feeling it going your way. Now, I have been wrong, so don't get too upset if I'm wrong. I mean, but I am feeling it being either going your way or agreeable. Okay.
Okay.
And I want to. You have a lawyer, right?
Yes.
And a counselor. Okay, so they're going to be taking care of you. But go behind him and double check everything. Everything that you sign and that you agree to, and everything that you get involved in, double check everything, the fine print, and understand what you're agreeing to. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing to tell you. Double check the fine print and understand everything that you're agreeing to before you agree to or sign anything. Okay?
Okay.
Very important to double check the fine print and be aware of what's being asked of you and what you need to agree to. Communication with you and your counselor is very important. So, I got some numbers for you.
Okay.
I'll give you a 9, 11, and 4. And just know that I feel as you're on the upswing of your health and your energy getting better. Okay, I feel like as you approach this, you're going to feel an increase and an increase in inspiration and mood, a change in mood for the better, and a change in attitude for the better. And if you can, for the next few days or for the next week even, try to relax and take care of yourself at the same time, because I feel like you've been through a lot. And you need to take care of yourself and focus on you relaxing and taking care. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I hope I helped you.
Oh, you have, hon. Thank you.
Okay, tell your friends about us.
Okay, I will do that.
You have a good night and good luck with everything. Take care. Blessings.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to contact me in private, you can email me, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. I do chat room shows, nonstop readings, free readings. Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. I just wanted to let the audience know that I do have a Yahoo group, and they can keep track of me by joining the group. And everybody's invited. Everything is free. And I do shows in chat rooms. And I'm doing one tomorrow. And it's been announced already through the group. So it's a good way of getting another reading from me or getting another chance to get a reading. And also keeping track of what's going on within the group and what I'm up to. So, and you can get there by just go to my page here at BBS Radio, and there's a tag there. All you got to do is just put your email in, and it'll take you right to the group. Okay, welcome to the show, bud.
How you doing?
Good. What's your first name?
My first name's Chris.
Good, Chris. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Salamanca, New York. It's a little way south of Buffalo, actually.
Oh, good. I'm down by Albany.
Okay.
Yep, I don't know if you know the area or not.
Yeah.
It's a great area. I love New York. I'm a New Yorker at heart.
Yep. I'm in the boring part of New York, though, so.
The country?
No, the boring part of New York State. Yeah, I'm the country, yeah.
The sticks.
Yeah, the sticks part of New York, yeah.
We moved up from Queens in Brooklyn when I was 11 or 12, and it was like I was going up, I thought I was going into the wilderness.
Right, yeah.
You know, I went from concrete to trees and grass. And
yeah, you could do that fast here, yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh, I was expecting Indians to come out of the woods at any time.
Well, we got those here, too, yeah.
Yeah, everybody was a farmer. Now it's like, it's getting much more developed. But back then,
yeah.
It was mostly farms and
right.
And country.
Yep.
All right, bud. Let's see what we got. I'm worried about my friends for some reason. Maybe even concerned about a friendship ending. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know why I want to go there, but I just
I've sort of seen one actually ending. I wonder if one had or not. It wasn't. I didn't think it was my fault, but the other person who know who you're talking about, and the other person just sort of quit talking to me, you know what I mean? Like, just,
yeah.
That's who I think it is. It's maybe somebody else.
Yeah, I automatically, as soon as I connected, I was right, boom, it was right there, friendship, issues with friendships, and possibly one ending or somebody leaving the scene, or...
Yeah, you know why that is, or who that is, or...
Interesting question. I want to say that, you know, in a way, I feel it was a good thing.
That it ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there was an influence. It might have been a relationship, even. A girlfriend or possible.
Well, there was a female friend. I just keep feeling like what you're talking about not it wasn't a relationship, it was just a friendship.
Yeah.
But I keep thinking it was a falling out, and I don't know why. I just
yeah. Well, I think you're on different paths.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
you know, you're. I get a feeling she was a little more on a negative, or and you were a little higher type thing going on there, so...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of good sort of good things are happening to her, a lot of bad things are happening to her, and a lot of garbage is happening to her, too, and she just decided to quit talking, so I was like, okay, all right, that doesn't do me any good. Yeah.
I believe if it was to continue, it might have influenced you in a negative way, so...
Yeah, it's like got kind of wore on me to speak to her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, so I believe it was a good thing that it ended, and it's actually a blessing in a way, so...
Yeah.
And it's time to move on, and
yeah,
maybe even what she left behind, even like other friends or relationships that were created around her or because of her, could even leave too, and it wouldn't hurt you any.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah,
you know, like
I just hope I don't get evicted, though. That's all.
Yeah, the circle of friends, or okay. So there is a place, too, that's worried about.
Yeah, because I live with that individual, I think. I think the one I think you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I pay rent, too, actually. But.
Right.
Which, is, you know, it's a good arrangement and everything, but, you know.
For some reason, I'm getting a male coming on the scene.
There was one, yeah, there was one.
Will he come back? Or because I feel like there may be another one, or him coming back.
There could be another one, yeah.
So look for that and stay alert. And if you see it developing, encourage it, because I feel like it could help you get through this.
Yeah, help the other person, help her turn around. You know, like
you know, I'm feeling it's a male energy, and it's helping with money and business and financial situations
for that person or me or her.
With helping you.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Either sharing or connecting, or there's something going on there.
It's interesting. Hmm.
Okay. So,
anything new with career or anything? Or
this mail may lead you to a connection.
Okay.
Or connect you somehow.
Somebody I already know, maybe, or this mail?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say. I would say so.
Trying to get at who that is.
Did you just recently relocate, or?
I did a few months ago. Yeah, I moved like twice. I moved once from one town to another, my parents' house to this town. I moved across town to someplace else in the town, so where I'm at now, so to a better spot, yeah.
Okay, this was somebody you probably met while you were moving, I think. All through those situations, a friendship that you might have formed or a connection.
I think of a few friends I have. I have one friend named Chris who I went to high school with. I have a friend named Jesse who I'm friends with, and he's around. He's a video DJ. Like, I don't know if it's one of those two guys, but
I don't know why Chris is ringing the bell, but I heard a bell ringing when you said Chris. So
yeah, he's been a friend for a long time. You know,
and a lot of energy too. I feel very active. Like they're high, strung, or very active people. There might be another clue.
Well, that's good.
Let's see. Definitely a major change for you by the middle of August, too. And it's going to go out to just about everything in your life, I feel. You might even move again. I don't know if that makes sense or not. But
like moving on up, or?
Yeah, I believe it's a change for the better.
What kind of job?
What's that?
What kind of job would I be getting?
Sure. I want to go to working with people for some reason. Working with
like people. Serving them or teaching them or aiding them?
I want to say almost like an entertainment type thing or that type of atmosphere.
Yeah, I work at a casino right now, actually, and I'm always looking for jobs within, you know, that pay more, you know, that kind of thing. But
well, that's the realm that you want to target, anyway.
Yeah,
the entertainment realm type setting, serving bars.
So I wondered about bartending, and I'm not sure about that. And I thought about card dealing the cards and stuff, but that pays a lot, so I'm not sure which way to go with that. But
yeah, and pay attention to your friends, because there are some connections coming from friends. And I do feel that there's either going to be a change in the home or you're probably going to move. I don't know if it's a roommate coming in or a move.
Yeah. Hopefully I don't get pushed out. Yeah, I hope I don't get pushed out of this. Hopefully it's under my terms, you know what I mean? I'm worried about getting tossed out, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting on you. I'd like to, I think the important part was just to let you know that that friend leaving was a blessing in a way.
Friend leaving? Oh, not becoming much of a friend, I mean, yeah.
Because you might have been, if it was to continue, you might have had some problems. Let's see.
That's kind of sad, because that friend and I got along really good. I thought that was a good friendship, too. Pretty good friend. That's why it's just situation a good thing, but then it felt like awkward now. Like,
it might have been her friend, too, that might have been, or her lifestyle.
Influential on it, yeah.
Or her social circle.
Could be, yep. Yeah, I think that probably is.
Yeah. And you definitely, and it's like a misfortune is a blessing. So it was actually not only good, it was a blessing.
Right.
You're going to be changing, too. You got a long way to go yet, too, as far as mental and emotional.
Before so any romantic developments or anything like that? Or
I'm getting the one ending, and then not right off the bat. Not before the middle of August, anyway.
Okay.
I believe there's some settling in here that needs to be done.
You still want?
You got so much change going on. And
yeah.
So much more change coming to you that it's interfering with the connection. And not only that, giving me a direction and like grabbing onto a a romantic connection is difficult for me because of it.
Okay.
Because you may be moving again and working and
so, things
are going to be.
Will I be moving far away or within the same town? Like, am I moving away to an ideal place? Or
I'm not sure of that either.
Okay.
I'm just getting a change in the home. Changing a home and a change in friendships.
Yeah, cause the only reason I'd move is I got paid a higher at a job or something. That's the only reason I would.
As long as you don't let it stress you out, you'll be fine, really. You're going to do well with it. It's all positive.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
You know, it's all positive.
So
and
not
as long
being
as you don't
out,
mind
yeah.
Change in itself, you'll do fine.
Okay.
Okay, let me give you some numbers.
Okay.
I got a 13,
ooh.
11.
13, 11?
Yeah, and 15.
15.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I'll leave you with that. Wish you luck, and thanks for calling and listening to the show.
Okay, thank you.
Tell your friends about us.
I will.
And good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
All right, bud. Take care.
Have a good night. Bye.
Have a good night. Okay, everybody, if you would like to get a hold of me in private, remember, email me. Best way you're doing it, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And I believe we got another caller. Caller?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm a little sleepy. I tried to call before you went off the air.
I didn't go off the air.
I know. I was trying to call. I thought you stayed on just for an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do just stay on for an hour.
Yeah, I was trying to call. I was calling continuously.
Good. Yeah, you stayed up just for me?
Yeah.
Ain't that something? I needed to hear that. I needed to hear it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you got through.
Me too.
I stayed awake, too. It was my night off.
I haven't had any sleep all day.
To do a show on my night off, I got to stay awake.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's good. It was exciting, and I get to meditate extra special.
How was your holiday?
I worked.
Oh, my goodness.
I worked, but it's okay. I like working, and I like being busy. What's your first name?
Andrita.
Andrina?
Yeah.
Well, unusual name.
Huh?
Where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, another Ohio. This is like four.
Excuse me.
This is four Ohios tonight, I think.
Really?
Yeah, at least three.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, Andrina, let's see. Are you a regular listener?
Huh?
Are you?
I was coughing. I had a little cough.
I hear that. Are you a regular listener?
Well, I sometimes I hate on Pal talking in.
Okay.
On Yahoo.
Okay, I've been in chat for 10 years, so a lot of people have heard me in there and bumped into me in there.
Yeah, I think I in 2005 was the first time I.
Wow.
Became aware, you know, in your rooms and things.
Yeah. Okay. Andrina, everything looks fantastic for you, actually. I'm getting all types of... It might not feel like it now with your cold, but things are going to really improve for you. It looks really good. Relationship-wise, friendship-wise, health-wise. Also, spiritually and psychically, I feel like between now and the middle of August, I'm going to have some interesting experiences. Maybe psychic, very spiritually based experiences. Information being revealed to me. I feel like you have, you're very clairvoyant. I feel like you got some abilities, too.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has the ability, but I feel like yours is a little, stands out a little bit more for me. And you would do well to kind of focus on them if you wish, and then do more with it. Or you might even be very involved in it now already. I don't know. But if you're not, you should maybe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do some stuff.
You can. It would be enjoyable for you. It would be very compatible to dwell on your spiritual self. Relationship-wise, I'm feeling really good. I feel like I'm surrounded with love. I'm focusing on love here. Now,
I was wondering if it was this one person.
What's that?
I was wondering if it was this one guy.
You were wondering about one guy?
Yeah.
As soon as I connected to you, I was shown a big heart. And I felt like I was going to be talking about romance and relationship. I'm feeling real good about it. I don't know how it looks now or where you're at with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it has potential. And that I'm feeling good about it, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, what stage are you at with it?
It's fresh and new.
It's real new?
Yeah.
Just started? I mean, does he know you're interested?
He
knows you're interested.
Yeah, if it's
okay. That's all we need. The rest,
okay.
That's all we need. The rest looks good.
Okay.
The rest looks good. I feel very good about it. I feel like once you're back up the par and you get rid of this cold and you guys spend a little more time together, I feel like it should be very interesting for you.
Yeah.
And should go well for you. You probably by the middle of August, you're probably see a lot of each other and already kind of both of you knowing what direction it's going to head in.
Mm.
Okay, I feel like it has a lot of potential. And it can definitely head into a relationship, and a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now. Yeah, he's still in the picture, too, by the middle of August. So I'm leaning towards it going well between you and him. You were hoping I would touch on that when you called?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. A lot of playful youth kind of fun love type stuff going on there. I think it's not only going to be good, but it'll be fun. Keep it fun, too.
Yeah, I like to laugh every day, so...
Yeah, for some reason, fun means a lot to both of you, and when you're together, it's going to mean a lot, too. Now, I'm hearing something with education or school, somebody training or in school or wanting to be or should be, and I might want to run with that. And I'm also hearing passing some interviews and testing, if you got any of that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't know if you're in school, but I do feel like I will be or will be thinking about it or some type of training or somebody very close to you will be.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some issues with training or learning or going to school or studying something. And I'm also hearing work and business and financial matters moving forward. Don't rush into anything financially or business-wise, but move forward with it, but don't rush into anything.
Okay.
You know, without sleeping on it.
I was wondering, but I do writings, but I don't really, I've been writing a lot of poetry lately, and, you know.
I
always had this idea, like, from a long ago about this poetry, a reading card company, but I'm not sure about it, you know.
I would definitely do some writing and dwell on my writing because I feel like I would even go to school for it or take some courses in it because I feel like there's a lot of talent and potential there for you.
Okay.
And not only that, enjoyment. It's a part of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I would either use it for a hobby, enjoyment, a little sideline, but I would definitely keep it in my life.
Okay.
Good news with work and business, too. Good news with work and business. And I also, too, want to double-check the fine print and make sure I know what I'm agreeing to. Anything connected to work or business or finances. Okay, if you're trying for a loan or an agreement or a credit card or even agreeing to something, you want to make sure you understand what it is you're agreeing to between now and the middle of August.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Do you know if I'll find some daycare for my son?
What did you say?
I was trying to see if I find some other babysitter for my son. You see me find somebody that I'll be comfortable with.
Another man? Is that what you're saying?
No, for my son. I'm trying to find somebody to babysit my son. A good babysitter he's comfortable with.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I do, but I want to double check everything, and I want to sleep on. I want to gather up a few options, and then I want to double check everything, and then sleep on the answer. That's how I want to handle that. For some reason, I don't want to rush into any one right there spontaneously. I want to think about it and sleep on it. And I also want to check everything with agreements connected to it. Anything with agreements. I believe I'm feeling you do find the right babysitter. But for some reason, I feel the answer comes through intuition or in your dreams. Which one to go with? Which one you're comfortable with? It's just a strange feeling why I want to bring that out to you. So pay attention to your dreams and your intuition. And when you're looking for or shopping for a babysitter, have a couple of them on mind and kind of like dwell on them for a day or two and then make your decision. And yeah, you'll pick the right one. Okay. The one thing I don't want to do is agree to somebody right then and there on the spot. I want to go home and think about it. And yes, you will find the right one. Yeah. Okay, Angelina?
Yes, that was excellent.
Okay, and I got some numbers I want to send you home with. I'll give you 6, 11, and 12. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck with everything. Tell your friends about us.
Okay.
BBS is the best radio station on the planet.
Yes, it is.
Spread it around. It's a band. They got fantastic programming, lots of good shows, excellent hosts, and I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you are a part of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
You have a good night.
Good night.
Okay, everybody, I'll say good night to you. I'll see you again here Sunday the 9th. Midnight Eastern Standard Time. You're in the thoughts. Have a good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.